Not the first time, nor will it be the last. A file picture shows members of the Izz-al-Din al-Qassam brigades, the armed wing of the Palestinian Hamas movement, taking part in a military parade in the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Welcome folks to Bullshit. I'm your host Captain Cook. Today I would like to point out that I don't know much about either the Islamic beliefs, nor Jewish beliefs, but I am Christian in the sense, I am not religious but I would like to think I am spiritual. So maybe I am not the best to write something about this, or I could be the best thing to write about it, cause I will not be biased by any means. I will stress that I do believe in a God, but I do not believe it is a punishing being. That being said, let's get into it. This fighting has been going on for a while now, and yet they still can't find common ground. It's like a schoolyard tussle, but you never graduate and your teachers are always telling you how bad bullying is, yet you see the teachers fighting with paper airplanes and sidewalk chalk. Making things seem really redundant. But nevertheless, you keep fighting or defending whichever way you want to look at it. And the circle keeps going round and round. But who's the bully and who's the victim? Well, from my point of view, I would say that they are both the bullies and both are the victims. Back in the Ottoman days it was quite peaceful, then the damn British start meddling in the affairs and make promises with Arab leaders of the day, all the while making promises to the Jews. Shortly after World War II, Israel became a state and ally of the West. War breaks out in 1948 and with the support of the West, while the Arabs with the support of the Arab League, which consisted of many Arab nations. During the war, several different branches of what the West calls extremist groups came into power in specific areas. Some of these groups, like the PLO, were considered as semi-terrorist. While Hamas and Islamic Jihad are considered terrorists through and through. This is a very chopped-down version of a very complicated and confusing part of the world. I will put together an essay in a later piece. During the Six-Day War, Israel defended and conquered huge lots of land that were not the original border for the small country. Including lands such as the Gaza Strip, Golan Heights and the West Bank from the Jordanians, East Jerusalem and Sinai from the Egyptians. Crazy quick war and even crazier land grabs. Eventually tensions break and the Palestinians, fed up with the occupation, became violent and started the first Intifada, which means to shake off. There was a second Intifada in 2000 to 2005 and the violence was worse, more Israelis and more Palestinians died. Like I said, on and on and on with these guys. More recently, like earlier this week, Hamas, which is in the Gaza Strip, has fired thousands of missiles into the Jewish-controlled areas of the state. Israel, on the other hand, has complete air superiority, and pretty much a whole population that is trained to fight, plus the Iron Dome, which shoots down most of the incoming missiles. Believe it or not, there is even Christians in both camps. Why? It's not simple, but in a nutshell, it is the birthplace of all three major religions. For Jews, King David and his son King Solomon. For the Christians, Mary and Jesus, and the Muslims have Muhammad. All centered in close proximity to the area. It is getting hard to keep track of who is to blame. I would say that it's Hamas, then I would counter with. What if someone was stopping you from going to that place, that you feel spiritual? Is it worth a fight? Yes, I can't say I blame either side, but I just don't see why they can't look back, and see that everything that is happening is the same shit, that has happened for years. They might look at it as what's one more dead person, or family, while as onlookers look at it, as like just knock him out already. It's like the klepto that you knew in school and he or she kept getting caught and still stole again and again. At some point you stopped feeling bad for him or her and said to yourself, that's fucked up, give up already. Insane doing the same shit over and over again, only thinking that this time it will be different. I know it's not as simple as putting each side in the corner and telling them good fight maybe next time. But fuck, split the calendar up, have a quilting party, or heaven forbid shake hands and talk shit out. If you believe in your God, then why do you need a place to worship? Can't people find peace with God anywhere they are? Are you having a hard time because a book has told you that you should have a hard time? Does not God love all? I know a way to find God. Before you go to sleep, put your shoes under your bed or slippers, whatever. While you're down there, show reverence and humbly ask that your enemies get all that you would ask for yourself. Stay quiet and humble, and after a few days, weeks, or months, bam, you feel free and a huge weight will be lifted from your back because you're thinking of someone else rather than yourself. That makes sense to me anyway. Belief systems are the hardest to convert. But if you realize you're not trying to change a belief, rather you're claiming it, and tolerating it, is sometimes the best medicine. Thank you for reading or listening to this rant. Please like and subscribe to Bullshit for more outlooks on life and news. Sincerely yours, Captain Cook.